Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
They're not Indians, they're Californians. Over 60,000 Californians moved to Arizona in 2017 alone. Maricopa County is, for the third consecutive year, the fastest growing county in the country. In interviewing them, all the reasons you'd expect, coming here to escape traffic, the Anderson family paid less than half for a home twice as big with a pool. The Thompsons, even as an out-of-state tuition at Arizona, it was still cheaper than going to in-state tuition in California. Another family lost their home in the fires.
Ooh.
And a lot of them were for jobs that weren't no longer available in California. So the one thing that does is at least those are on the same water system as we're on here. So it's not like that 60,000. It's a new 60,000 users to our water system. It's just pulling in a different straw out of the Colorado River. Like straw that goes over to California or the CAP that comes over to Arizona. But what that has done is it's provided a number of jobs in the construction fields and the trades. And you've heard us talking often about the shortages of trade jobs, that the shortages of skilled labor for the trade jobs. And one of the things that we've talked about often is it's what I see the problem is you've got everybody competing for that same small pool of resources instead of coming together and educating and training the next generation to fill that gap. And I think somebody has finally taken that next step to coming it together. And this was actually a headline by Lowe's. They put together 60 companies to start career path programs for bringing people into the trade industry. And it's called We Are Generation T for Trade. We Are Generation T.com. And I think that's going to be probably the first big step in overcoming it. And the long-term result as it relates to training that next generation of craftsmen, instead of just everyone trying to compete for what's existing, because we've gotten shop out of class, we've gotten and nothing against the college or education career path, but they've done a much better job branding. You know, you've got to have a four-year education, or you've nothing. And the trade industry and the craftsmanship world hasn't done nearly as good of a job educating everybody that's available through the possibilities in skilled craftsmanship.
Boy, if you like working with your hands and you love meeting people, the trades are a great, great way to make a living, that's for sure. I can remember, Romy, talking to my dad in 1966, and he said, "Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up?" I said, "Well, Dad, I want to be a doctor just like you." And he said, "Well, you better stop fainting at the sight of blood." So, and he said something about attending class more often and getting my grades up. So I looked at how long the school program was to become a doctor, and I just fell in love with concrete work and carpentry.
Phoenix Mesa added more construction jobs than anywhere else over the last year. In fact, 13,000 new construction jobs between March 2018 and March 2019. That's 11% increase.
There is
huge opportunity. TEP, Tucson Power and Electric and Power, is looking for jobs. They've got a listing on their website, but they're looking all over the place. And, you know, You've got linemen that they're looking for, system controller, engineers, along with information technology and cybersecurity. Huge list of opportunities that they're looking to fill at TEP. And that's a, I have a whole new respect for the utility generation industry after the plant tour we took at Palo Verde. Just the massive operation it is. You know, you just take it for granted all our lives. We wake up and we turn on the lights. We turn off the lights. We plug in. We plug out. Every now and then you have an outage. Seeing firsthand the generation stations brings a whole new level of respect to utility generation.
What it takes to get that light bulb on.
And consistently.
Consistently. Every time. You can count on it. You throw the switch, it's going to go on. That's true. Well, the trades are a great place for any of you that are having sons, daughters, grandchildren, nieces, nephews finishing their high school career. And I would certainly encourage you to finish your high school career and get your high school diploma for sure. And from that point forward, if you're interested in the trades, just find the trade that you're passionate about and get involved. Now's a great time because virtually no matter what trade you want to be in, somebody's hiring for that trade. And for you tradespeople that may want to make a upgrade in your career, I would tell you, take a look at the Rosie on the House referral list where the best of the best contractors live all across the state. If you're a great concrete or carpenter or plaster or electrician, air conditioning contractor, and maybe you're not particularly looking forward to spending another summer working in the valley, we've got contractors in Prescott and Flagstaff that are hiring as well.
And, you know, you mentioned that summer in the valley. That was one more point I wanted to make. You know, all through high school, world needs ditch diggers too. You know, well, not all trade work is ditch digger. Not all trade work is outside in the sun. Like for George Lazario, and I know I didn't pronounce that right, I apologize, but, you know, look at some of the work that they featured in Into the Woods article from Phoenix Mag. He spent 3 weeks hand carving that wood chandelier that's going into a custom home in the front entryway. And, you know, here's a guy that gets to sit with 300 wood carving tools all day long making these sculptures out of wood. That's
wow.
You know, not all trade skill is sweating in the sun.
That's true. Very, very true.
Well, we've got the phones already lined up at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can also join the conversation by text 411-923 or email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Woo! Roland's first on the line. First on the air, and he's backing up, so we're going to give him a second and go to Jeff next, and we'll go back to Roland after we want to make sure he's in a safe situation. Jeff, welcome to the program. Do we have the phone lines up? Oh, I know we did because we heard Roland.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You threw me off because you used my son's name. The phone is in his name.
Oh, funny.
I'm
Jeff's
Roger.
Dad. Roger, how can we help you?
Yeah. Jeff's dad. I just wanted to say that to Rosie, we're moving to Grand Junction. I hear you a long time ago. We're heading there and ended up in Phoenix. So I'm the one that you're going to help with the utility bills. I decided to sell the house instead.
Okay. Okay. What industry is moving you to Grand Junction? That's a beautiful part of Colorado.
I have family up there, and I'm retired.
Nice.
I'm going to mess around with making this and that, but I'm not really going to do anything but.
Yeah,
put the rocking chair by the river and
oh man,
and fish.
That sounds great. Yeah, when Exxon was developing the shale on the western slope over there by Eagle and Rifle, they were actually giving licensed contractors lots with no money down that you could, they would subordinate their title. You could get a construction loan, build the house, sell it, and pay off the lot when the home sold. So we...
Yes, sir. That's what, that's what my brother-in-law did.
Yeah. Well, we were driving up there to move up there, and the transmission fell out of the truck at New River. So we got towed back home and been here ever since.
My brother-in-law took advantage of that situation right at that time.
Yeah.
And he lost his butt.
Yeah. Yeah, when they decided
that... Because everything... He had all these spec houses and then everything fell out.
Yeah. It's kind of a big new empty ghost town right now. So, you know, we're fortunate that the transmission fell out of our truck because most of the guys that did take advantage of that ended up getting hurt because they decided it was cheaper to buy oil from the Middle East than squeeze it out of the rock shale and the western slope of the Rocky Mountains. But they're up there mining it again, so it's interesting.
Well, thanks for the call, Jeff. Dad, and have a safe journey up to Colorado on the move. Thanks for calling in. And the note says he was calling to say goodbye. Well, you can always stream it now with the Internet of Things and phone apps and podcasting. This program's available a lot more than just live on Saturday mornings. And it's not just a radio program. In fact, the Casa Grande Dispatch in Sunday's paper tomorrow, you'll read about our gutter maintenance for our weekly to-do, one of the local papers that we publish for here at Rosie on the House, and our attempt to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And every homeowner needs a vehicle, and if car buying is on your to-do this weekend, the 64th anniversary sale continues at Sanderson Ford. 2019 Escapes for 18.9, and the Escape has a brand new program. Max just emailed me last night. I'm pulling it up right now. There is 20% off that they are offering specifically as a test market here in Phoenix. And that does, and that also includes the additional on top of that, there's a $500 Visa gift card that Sanderson throws in the vehicle. I would have to look at the tag on the Escape. I'm going to say that's at least 8 tanks of gas. And with the gas mileage on that, that's a couple hundred, maybe even 1,000 miles on that you'll get a benefit from that. That's at Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, south of Glendale, in Glendale, but only on Saturday. Never open on Sunday.